Now I get my chance. Shall I? Friends, friends, I'm glad to have this this opportunity to speak. To speak to you on behalf of my campaign for Guzzler. Governor. For governor. I guess. As you all know, I am a dirty hound, a dark horse. I am a dark horse in this campaign, and I am a monkey's uncle. I am a man of few words. And the fewer the better, the more the merrier, the better, the more the but who is a bigger fool than I am? Who is better fitted than I am for the job? Who isn't? I'd like to know. Quiet, please. Quiet, you must. Where do you think you are, anyway? What's the idea? Now, my friends, I'm going to offer you the first plunk in my plank form. Fly in the ointment here. The first plank in my platform, if any. If I had a platform. Or when I'm a grandmother, when I'm the governor, I'm going to get in with the grafters. I'll do a little grafting myself. I'm going to get after the grafters. I'm going to crack up, I'm going to crack down on and my friends. My friends, if I am elected, I'll get what's coming to me. I'll get mine while it's getting as good. I'll give you my promise. I'll give you my promise. That's the best I can do. And what more do you want? Why the grass will grow in every cupboard, and there'll be two snakes in the grass. There'll be two chickens in every wood pile, and may the devil take the hind leg. I thank you.
Gentlemen, we are pleased to have as our speaker for this peace conference that friend of the people, foe of the dictionary, and problem child of politics, Senator Frankenstein Fishface.
Yeah, that's me. Always glad, ready to... Good afternoon.
Just a minute, Senator. Just a minute. I haven't finished your introduction yet.
Oh, that's all right. I don't... Go right ahead.
This evening, Senator Fishface will discuss a subject of utmost importance to all in another of his fiery, fighting speeches.
Yeah.
His topic is World Peace Begins at Home. We give you Senator Fishface.
And I'll give him a word. I'll get a word in edgeways now. My friends and fellow constituents, I quit, or I confess. I come before you to speak on wheels, whirlpools, whatnot. World peace, Now, world peace begins at 40, at home. And in my home, friends, I am...
You're a piece of cheese.
A piece of cheese. Huh? What's that? Who said that?
I did. So what?
So what? Shut up. Quit. Quit now. I'm going good. Getting mad. I give up. I'm giving a speech. A speech on...
Wake me up when it's over, will you?
Yeah, wake him up when it's... Hey! That's an insult to my ignorance. Now, quit. Quit now. I'll ignore him. My speech on... what was it now? World peace. Don't interrupt me now. Wheel first, my friend, begins with... from scratch. At home. And so, So, if you can't have your pie and eat it, if you can't have peace at home,
I get a divorce.
Yeah, I'm going to. Hey, quiet now. I'm busy. I'll buck you one if you don't. I won't stand for. Why, I'll. Boy, am I muscle bound. Am I muddled up? Or am I mortified?
That's too bad you ain't pepper.
Yeah, it sure is. No, say, you. The next time you open your mouth, I'll put my foot in it.
Oh, yeah? Well, the last guy that tried that is going around with a wooden leg.
Well, if I've had enough just about. Or you've had just about enough of my foolishness. See, now, this is where you don't.
So you want to make something out of it,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, you got to turn for two.
Let you know about where a piece, you old fossil.
Well, you come up in the attic, or out in the alley.
You're doggone right, I'll come up in the attic. I mean, out in the alley.
You snake in the cat. You rat. Why, I'll fight this guy. You take your hands off me. Get up. Hey, don't do that. Hello, my dear little. Hey, quiet. What's the idea? Now, you don't take it away. Get it away. This evening I'm going to tell you about the old wallflower widow, a witch, the old woman who lived in a sock, or a shoe. She lived in a shoe, see? If you can imagine such a thing. She slept in her shoes, too. Did you ever do that? I used to when I was a little boy. I used to. This old woman had so many feet. She had such big feet she couldn't get her shoes off. Or on. That was my Aunt Mabel. Or another. This old woman had so many children that she jumped over the moon. She ran away with the. Silverware, or spoon. But that didn't do any good. Or she couldn't help it. She didn't know what to do. Gosh, what would you do with all those kids? I don't blame you. That's what I would, too. But who are we to judge if... what's that? Please, we're on the air. Hey, where was she now? So she went to the cubbyhole to get a drink. She went to the cupboard to get her bony old dog, to pick a bone with her brother, to do some boondoggling. To get a doggone bone for her daughter and dress for her dog, I guess. But, what do you think? There she was in her bare feet. When she got there, the cupboard was gone, see? Shut up, will you? And so the poor old woman was out of luck, I guess. Ain't that tough? It looks like her goose is cooked, huh? But just then, a fairy prince with fancy pants appeared, and he busted his butt. He bestowed his blessings and stuff upon them, and they lived, but they weren't very happy after that. Well, good night, you little... good night, kiddies. Good night. Development. Good evening, my fellow chiselers, silly followers, fellow citizens, and fellow cronies. Yeah, hello, Reg. First, I'm going to spill the beans. I'm going to speak and explain the facts of life. The first thing that pops into my head. Different things and stuff. And this is some stuff, or some of this stuff was censored. Quiet, please. Now, that stuff is, you can't do that here. Where was I? As you all know, Congress has passed the neutrality utilities moratorium, which will conglomerate the production. As I see it, the consequences are the Constitution. The Constitution was the stitch in time. Is all that saved us. By golly, so they say. So I heard. So we must view with alarm, my friend. Ha! Yes, I love to view with alarm. We're foiled again. We are facing the greatest era of prosody, prognosity, or the greatest era of prosperity that has ever was, is. Isn't it? Huh? Yeah, man. And you can quiver, you can quote me on that. And if anyone asks you, go ahead and tell them. But don't tell them I said so. And now, are there any questions? No, don't bother me. I know all the answers. The question is the Constitution a constitutional? Or will someone find it to be the infringements infringements and incorrigible? They might say they've done lots of... It wouldn't surprise me. Well, by gosh, if they do, I'm going to fill a starterbuster. Or I'll bust the button. I'll start a filibuster. Yeah, that's what I'm going to start a bustle factory. Let me out of here. Now let's see. Mutiny on the Buttony is a sissy picture. Stripping and girding, gripping and straining, grabbling, stripping. It's a very interesting and exciting picture from the stern to the varnish. From fin to the startish. I know it scared me to death when I saw old Captain Bly coming in. Pardon me. I shouldn't give myself away. The story takes the cake. Takes place in 1492. A long time ago. In a drugstore. On a ship. It's on the ship Gip Gumpy. Ghost ship Bumpy. The good ship Bounty. In the middle of the... we are lost, the captain shouted. No, unquote. That was Shakespeare who said... I don't want to steal his stuff here. The boy stood on the burning deck, and his father told him to get away.
Senator, just a moment. Perhaps you've forgotten, but weren't you going to give us a motion picture review of Mutiny on the Bounty?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I started it. I guess I forgot. Back to the... Captain Blood, Bluebeard, Bly, Baplin, Cly, was the doggiest old sea meanie, the muddiest old sea soddy road hog, meanest old sea dog that ever sailed the seven ocean river, the Mississippi. I'll say he was some stuff, a big bluff, or a big powder puff. He was so tough that he shivered his timbers and he sawed his whiskers. The sailors did him wrong. Didn't give him. They decided to stew the martini. Murder the stool pigeon and start a mutiny. See, so one night. They did, and thereby hangs the story. The conclusion, the end of the tale. I guess that covered everything. I'm here. I'm all ready. I'm on the air, I guess. I'd better... good evening, friends. First I'll explain what... or how... explain how it is. You see, I have the folk of mine, a monkey wrench, the microphone,
Here, I have it. And people think I'm crazy. I mean, people think I'm Clark Gable. No. They don't quite think. People come along and get away, boys. Don't. Oh, yes. I ask people things about stuff and things, and you can imagine what the consequences are. You'll be surprised what you'll hear. Here comes some old fossil, or old fella. He looks like he's I'll ask him. Hey, mister, would you... Go away, boys. Now, go away. Hey, you're stepping on my feet. Mister, I'd like for you to question a few answers. Now, what is... Oh, boy, I got one. What's your name?
Huh?
I say, what's your name, you old...
Oh, my name is Hank R. Willoughby. What's yours?
I'm Senator Fishface.
Huh?
I say I'm Senator Fishface.
I heard you, and you don't have you lived around here long?
No, I don't. I'd like to ask you.
I say, have you lived around here long?
No, I don't live here. I want to ask you something.
Well, are you figuring on buying a place?
No, I'm just. I want to ask.
Well, this is a mighty fine neighborhood here. Here's my card. You know, I'm in the real estate business. Now, if you'd like to buy a nice place out here, just look me up sometime. Goodbye.
Hey, wait. I want to ask you if you... I got away. Get away, boys. Now, don't get it. Madam, here comes... lady, Missy, Missy, would you talk, say something on the radio?
On the radio?
Yeah.
Oh, my, on the radio?
Yeah.
Oh, my, I'm so excited. Wait till I pull myself together and I...
Yeah, here, let me help you. I'll pull you.
You fresh?
Out! Oh! Yeah. Oh, but lady, I was just... heck. Get away, boys. Quit bothering. I can't... doggone it, I'll get someone for this. Say, young man, over... You, come here. Would you mind questioning my intelligence? I mean, ask me some questions. Or I'd like to ask you...
Say, what are you doing? You doing one of those man on the street broadcasts?
Yeah. This is my own idea. I'm the original... you see, I thought it would be a good idea.
Oh, I've been on lots of dumb programs.
Oh.
Hey, is this on a network? I said, is this on a network?
Well, I don't know. I think maybe it's...
Well, if it ain't on a network, I ain't nothing doing. I can't waste any time. Come on, guys. Get away. Get
away. Let the man... Oh, wait. Hey, I want it. Won't you please let...
Hey, what's this? What's going on here?
Hello, officer.
Yes, never mind.
I was just... maybe you could help me. Would you answer...
You bet your life I'll help you. Come on, get your things and come with me. Come on now. Let's get out of here.
But officer, I was just... What you gonna do?
Never mind, I'm gonna run you in for being a public nuisance and for creating a disturbance.
No.
And for scaring little children. Get away, boy.
Goodbye, boy.
Well, Senator Fishface, have you decided what story you're going to tell the kiddies this evening?
Well, I know. I'll tell a mixed-up story. I mean, a mystery story.
Fine, Senator. Yeah. You know, everybody likes a good mystery story.
Yeah, I'm scared to death. It scares you, don't it?
Yes, I should say. But what are you going to do for a mystery story, Senator? Do you know who killed Cock Robin?
No, who? Don't look at me. I'm not. I didn't even know.
No, Senator. I mean the story.
Oh.
Do you know the story of who killed Cock Robin?
Oh, the story. Oh, yeah, I remember. I'll tell him that, huh?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I'll. Who killed King Kong? Robinson Crusoe. I mean, who was it?
Cock Robin, Senator. Cock Robin.
Oh, yeah. Who killed Cock Robin? Said the judge. I done it. No, sir, said the sparrow. I killed him. I killed him with my barren oral, bare hand, bull arrow, with my air of braggadocio. I killed that bull arrow, and he kicked a bucket, he couldn't take it. He confessed. The sparrow is... the whole mess is a mystery to me. I mean, the whole mystery is solved, I guess. Huh?
Yes, indeed. That solves the mystery, all right.
Yeah.
It's all very clear now, Senator.
Yeah.
Yeah. But while you're at it, Senator, why not give us the rest of the story?
Oh, yes. Yes, the rest. I'd better, I guess. Well, who shot him? Or who saw him die? Did he die? Quote, I, unquote, set the flea, or the tie, quote, I, with my little eye wide open, I was sitting right by the window, I'm a spy, and I saw him die like a dog. I'd like to have seen that myself. Who gigged his bib, who'll dig his grave, and do the dirty work? Says I, unquote. And the owl, Sproul, the owl said, he said, I'll dig his grave with my, with a ring at the end of his nose, unquote. Who'll carry him to his doom, or grave, or someplace? We've got to get rid of him, get him out of here. I will, set the kite. If he's not too tight, I'll carry him home tonight. Sing the theme song, perhaps. Yeah, perhaps I could, said the thrush, as she rustled her bustle, or as she sat in the bush, eating her curds and whey, unquote. So they were glad to get rid of him. I mean, so he was, they put it, and they lived ever afterwards happy, however, I hope. Some miss me, I am most here, happy to hear, be happy, here to speak to, yes, use, you, to speak to you all on a most subtle magic, over my dead body. On this most vital subject, whether the Constitution or is America. Is America, it is only potting and flipper, flopping and pitiful. Fitting and appropriate. It's appropriate that we should today, dear friends, we are facing the greatest crisis, the craziest noises. The greatest crisis in the units of our history. History. In a pig's eye. Without further ado, and without a word of warning, I point with pride. No, I view with alarm, and I warn the people of this impending curriculum, which is impending the circumference. Boy, that was a mouthful, wasn't it? We must flee for our lives, or flit for our liberty. Fight for our liberty and freedom of speech, and stuff. My friends, I ask you to write a letter to your mother, or to your congressman, if you know who he is, write today. 20 words, no more, no less. No. Tell him that. Tell him what I said. That's all you need to tell him. I'm the fool. I'm defunct. I'll be doggone if I care what he says. I defy any man to say that I am right. Yes. I don't care if I'm right or not, but we might as well give up. We must guard the Constitution which our forefathers bought and paid for, bought and died for. Unquote. Yes, my friends. What I say comes right in one ear and out the other. And now I wish to take
back everything I said. No, I mean, I wish to up this take of liberty, pluck this tune for tankerty, or take this opportunity to
thank you. Huh? Hey. Oh, yeah, now the story, well, kiddies, when Ward Joshington was a little runt, I mean was a little boy, his father was a big man. Or his father beat the pants off of him. No, I'm not sure about that. I mean his father bought him a hatchet. Chew it. Did I hurt you? Oh yes. Quiet now. And little Georgie hatched the tucket, or touched the match to it, or took the hatchet and he chopped down the beanstalk. I mean the cherry trees. He chopped it down. The little rascal, he was always going around and doing things like, next day, George called his father in and he said, Father, oh, no, unquote, there's something wrong here. Oh, yes, that's Verboso. His father said, George, did you wash behind your ears? He said, did you chop down that beanstalk, cherry tree? Did you? Don't you lie to me, his father said. That was his father speaking. Well, little George, seen he had him, see? He said, yeah, so what? No, wait. He said, yes, I couldn't resist it. And I'll tell you why, or I cannot tell a lie. And I cannot tell you why I cannot tell a lie. Or I cannot, I can't, I know I got it coming and I can take it. Georgie, he was wisecracking. It looks like he's in for it, huh? Yeah. Oh, but his dear old father said, he said, well, George, must you always, you must always stretch the truth. Tell the truth, no matter where it hurts, who it hurts, or how it hurts. But don't ever do it again. Or was he mad? I thought he was going to laugh. I mean, kiddies, unquote. And so, kiddies, the more you tell the truth, the more it hurts. No, I mean, the moral is always tell the truth, and you'll suffer the consequences. I mean, you'll never regret it, maybe. Unquote. Thank you, Mr. Announcer. I guess I'm ready. Let her rip. Oh, we're on the air. It started. Fans, fiends, or friends, I'm off. Or I'm at it again. I'm going to offer you another plunk in my flat pan, flue foot, platform. Another plank in my platform. Now, first, I want to poke fun. I point the finger of scorn. I want to point with pride to my past chastisements, achievements, and things. Things I've done that I don't care to mention. Too numerous. And I'd like to invite you all over. I invite you all to look at the wreckage. The ruins I left. The record. That's my records and stuff. Yeah, just look at them. My record is. I could show you. I have wrecked more of the country's. I am a wreck. I have a record that will. What is. Well, my record is
some record, by gosh. I'll say, I have served my time in the penitentiary. Unquote. Gosh, I don't tell them those things. I'd like to forget that. I mean, I have served my people. That's what. And they all know that I've done them dirt. Or I didn't do so much. I mean, I done my duty. I did almost sometimes. And what's more, I've got away with it. Quiet, please. I mean, furthermore, my friend, I am a father, unfortunately. I am a friend of the fan dancer, or the farmer. I'm the farmer's friend. And believe me, he needs a friend, or he's in need indeed of a friend in need indeed. I'll say, and so do I need a friend. I mean, and so, what's the matter here? I mean, so, my friends, it's your duty to hang me. To help me. I mean, help me. Help me, and I'll help myself. Or I'll help. If you help me, if you don't help me, to heck with you. I don't give a hoot anyway.
Kitties, well, now I'm going to tell you about the grass widow and my uncle. No, I mean the ant hopper and the jackass, or the grasshopper and the ant. Now, once there was an old grasshopper who skipped the gutter, and he quiet, please. Now he saw some strange sights. I mean, he saw some ants shirking or working. Yes, they were. The ants were in the plants, eating their words and whey. Their curds and whey and stuff. And they were also stealing some, or storing some away for the center, for the future, I think. Now, the plants, or ants, the ant plants, I had an ant once who danced, or who had ants in her plants, in her flower garden, and the plants died. Now, isn't that those darned ants were everywhere. Did you ever have ants in your plants? If you ever do, I think kerosene is the best. The story. Where was I? My aunt was a grasshopper or a grass widow. But no grass grew under her feet. Good joke. I'm full of quips today. Getting back to the story, the old grasshopper chirped and sang, choked and coughed, or sneezed. He chirped and sang, tweedle toodle toot tut dum dum ta ta. You work and slave while I play and sin, shirk or sing all day, like this. I will not work for nothing. The world owes me my bonus. Living. Twiddle-deedle, twiddle-deedle, dum, boodle-dee, dum, dum, tweedle. Unquote. But then came the dawn. Came the day when the snow was covered with ground, and the poor old jackass, was cool and collected. Cold and hungry. I know just how I felt. Guys, many's the time I've been hungry myself. I remember once out in California. Oh, hey, wait a minute. The poor old grasshopper had none. So he went to the hoosegow. He went to the house of the ant, and they ate him up on second thought, or on the spur of the moment, or on the spot. He was on the spot, and they ate him up. I knew he'd get it sooner or later. So, kiddies, now, I'll tell you, the moral is that people who count their chickens before they cross the bridges should never throw rolling stones. Now, my friends, the time has come, and it's about time
not
for
yet,
me...
Senator, not yet. I have to introduce you first. Now, you just wait for the introduction.
Oh, the... My name is Fishface. Yeah. Now, I'll introduce you. Ladies and gentlemen, I wish to introduce my friend... Charlie will speak about... What you going to say,
No,
Charlie?
No, Senator. I'm introducing you. You're supposed to talk now.
Oh, I'm supposed to... Well, step aside. Let me at him. I'll talk at the drop of a soapbox.
All right, Senator. All right. But just let me finish the introduction, please.
Introduce me. Give me control yourself, Senator.
I'll introduce you. Yeah. Now, friends, this morning I asked Senator Frankenstein Fishface what he thought the year 1937 was going to bring us. And being a man of unusual clairvoyant powers, he has consented to make that the subject of his discussion this evening.
Quiet, Senator, wait till I finish.
Wait. So, dear friends of the radio audience, we give you, and I hope you'll keep him, Senator Fishface, giving his predictions for the year 1937, Mr. Fishface.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. I'll tell him what I think. Folks, friends of the audio radiance, unaccustomed as I am, friends, I Chove haven't shaved yet. I hope to Chove. I have chosen as my subject, what is it, Charlie?
Senator, you were going to speak about...
Predictions. I remember. Predictions for 1937. Go away, will you? I want to say, friends, that we are bungled up. We're beginning over. Beginning another year, after a while, pretty soon. And I'm going to spank freely, spiel frequently, speak frankly, because I'm afraid... Because I feel so silly. I feel it is my duty as if they could stop me. they should pay me to keep my mouth shut. As we look forward, we can't look backward. If this keeps up, we'll all see our nose in front of our face. Good joke, eh? But my friends, on this auspicious discussion, audacious action, occasion, suspicious, what's the matter here? On this occasion, I wish to apologize, predict That 1937 will bring back poverty. will bring back prosperity. It'll bring it back just like that. Or just like a head with its chicken chopped off. Just like Grant took Napoleon. Whoever it was. Who was it, Charlie?
Richmond, Senator. Richmond.
Well, it doesn't matter. I just happened to think. However, so what? Furthermore, if I am elected, friends, I'll put an end to that, by cracky. If I was president, there'd be two wolves at every door and two birds in every hand or bush. And I could do it, too. I think.
This evening, and he also seems anxious to get to the microphone, so we might as well call him and get it over with. Senator.
Hey,
Senator.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I'm here. Do we start now, Charlie? I'm ready.
Yes. Come on, Senator. It's your turn. Now tell us, what is this that you're happy about, and what are you so anxious about?
I just got a fun letter, a phony letter. A funny fan letter, see?
No, really? Really got a fan letter, huh?
Yeah. And you said it can't happen here.
We're just as surprised as you are, Senator. What does it say?
They want me to relax, resist, recite to recite Dong Ding Bing, or Bell, in the well. I mean, in my own incompatible, in my own nincompoof manner. And I recite it well, too. I know it backwards.
Yes, yes, I'm sure you do, Senator. Well, you go right ahead. No, wait a minute. I'd better introduce you. Ladies and gentlemen, Senator Fishface will now recite in his own inimitable manner, Ding Dong Bell. All right, Senator.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. What's your name?
Charlie. You know me. Charlie.
Yes. I never can remember his name. Here goes. Ding dong. No. Dong ding clang. Gong. Cling. Saved by the bell. Dong. The sheep's in the meadow. No. The cow's in the corn. Ting-a-ling, dong-ding, pussy's in jail. pussy's in the well. Now, isn't that a pretty pickle? That's a heck of a place to be with spring, or summer. Who cares? No, who put her here? Where? Put her there. Put her there. Who put her here? In there? Unquote. I know. Said the little red hen. It was little grinning Jean, Johnny Jump Up, or little George Washington, with his little hatchet, or bow and arrow. Wait a minute. I'm getting my stories mixed. Well, she's in there anyhow. Who pulled her out? Out. And who pulled the wool over her eyes? Unquote. Then what? Oh, yes, I, sir, said little Miss Horner, little Jackie Muppet. I put my thumb in her eye, and I pulled her out like a plum. but I took one look at her, and I pushed her back in again. Dong, ding, bing, bang, and kersplash. That's the end of
What's on your mind today, if any?
If what? Charlie, I have a pun, a pain, or a plan. I have a plan which will solve itself. Will solve our unemployment
you have a plan to solve the unemployment situation.
No, I say I have a plan to
solve the unemployment situation.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we heard you the first time. Yes. All right, Senator, what is this plan of yours?
I propose to buy a wall, to build a tupelosal, jagspindus, a great big, build a big wall around this, our beautiful city, with a roof over it, see? Then we wouldn't need to worry about the weather or nothing, see?
I see. Build a wall around this city with a roof over it,
And then we'd put a lot of sun lamps in the cellar, in the ceiling and places, and a copper solution. Sloppy galoshes, a super colossal air conglomerator, see, and a sprinkler system. That's all we need.
I see. Then we could have any kind of weather we wanted.
Yeah.
But Senator, look, how would we regulate the weather to please everybody?
How would? I know. By cracky, we could. Take a vote on it every Monday. Hold an election every Monday.
That takes care of that. But listen, Senator, how are we going to raise money to finance this enterprise?
Oh, that's easy. I thought of that. I figured some fool like you would ask me that. we'll just put a 2% tax on petunia seeds.
Oh, a 2% tax on petunia seeds. Yeah. Well, that takes care of that.
Yeah, that's... don't it grow on you? There's only one thing. I'm afraid it would be unconventional or unthinkable. It might be unconstitutional, I'm afraid.
Yes, it might.
Wouldn't that be a heck of a note if
it sure would, Senator, but don't worry about it.
It sure... they can't do that to me. I won't stand for it. I'll...
filibuster. That's what I'll do.
Listen, Senator, let's just forget about the whole thing.
No. Oh, no. I've made my bed, and I'll eat it, too. They can't bulldoze me. I'm too smart for them. Why, it'll put this city on the map. And the more I think of it... The more I think of it, if they try to stop me, I'd better not get started. I've got very close veins. That might get me all cut. Here I am. I'm all ready. Oh, yes, for sure. Hello, kiddies. Well, I'm going to tell... I got a story for... Once there were three big bad pigs and a little wolf. A bad little pig and three wolves who were big pigs or bad boys. But they weren't scared of any such much. Nobody or nothing much. Oh, la tra tra tra, la tra tra. Who's afraid of a dirty old pig? Oh ho! She cried. No, aha! Said the big fat pig. Then I'll snuff and I'll bluff and I'll fluff and stuff and I'll blow the works or I'll blow the joint up or I'll blow your house inside out. He said. Unquote. And the three little wolves ripped, roared, replied. Unquote. So the big bad little pig raved and fussed and snorted and cussed. He fluffed and cuffed and bluffed and huffed and muffed and puffed and stuff. And he busted a button. But he got caught in the act. He couldn't get in anywhere. So what? What now? Oh yeah. So he was sunk. He said. Well then. By the seat of your britches, or by the hair on your chest and your chinny. I'll slide down your steam pipe, the cherry tree. I'll slide up and down your chimney, by Jiminy. And so up she Daisy up. I don't know how he got up there, but he got up and down he came right in right on his ear, and it shook like a bowl full of jelly. It's right into the from the frying fire into the fanfare, from the fanning pie into the fire. Oh, boy, was he dirty. Was his face red. Was he burned up. there we were. See, there he was in his bare feet and with no mother to guide him. So the three bad little wolves ate up the big old bad pig while the dirty dog laughed with a spoon and the mouse jumped over the dish. The cow ran up the clock. Well, good night, kiddies. I hope you have nightmares or nice dreams. Merry Christmas.
Well, Senator, what's it going to be this evening?
What? I think I'll talk about... let me think now. Taxes. I'll talk about...
Taxes. Senator, pardon me for interrupting, but weren't you going to tell the Betty's a Kid time story?
Wait a minute. You're stealing my... you can't...
All right, Senator, but you know it's been a long time since you've told a bedtime story, and you know how the kiddies have been clamoring for another one.
Yeah, I'll tell them one. Once upon a time, which one shall I tell a little rascal?
Which story?
Yeah.
Well, how about Cinderella?
Cinderella. Yeah. Cinderella. I remember. I'll kiddies, Cinderella lived. There was a little, little rascal, and she had two old sob sisters. Two old stepping stepsisters who were old blisters, battle axes, beetles, old. They weren't so hot, if you get what I mean. They were mean, mean, mamas, see, and they were mean to little Sarsaparilla, Cinderella. They were mean to her because they were jealous of her bow legs, her beauty, and stuff, see. So they made her work all day, plumbing the score, flooring the scrubbers, scrubbing the floor and things and other places until one night the handsome prince had a brawl, threw a party. He gave a big ball and he insulted all the ladies. No, I mean, he invited all the ladies and the Lollapaloozas to come if possible. And of course, the two old half-witted half-sisters went because they were experienced. They expected the prince would give them the bird, pick one of them for his breakfast, for his bride, see? Oh, biddies, can you imagine those dumb pluck? They think they, but poor little Shalorenda was left, couldn't go because she had nothing on. Nothing to wear much, see? So she had to stag it, stay home. Oh, gosh, boo! Poor Rinda Sella. She just took her hair down and blubbered. Cried. She cried as if her poor little heart was made of stone. Boo-hoo! Hee-hee! Boo-hoo! But suddenly, an old witch woman appeared, and she said, fee-fo-fi... unquote. She said, "Fear not, Linda Seller. I am your fairy grasshopper, clodwalloper, fairy grandmother, and I have come to eat you up. No, I have come to help you," she said. Unquote. And so she wiggled her wigwam. She waved her wand, and Sister Indola's beautiful gown turned into rags. So she went to the brawl, and the prince ditched her. The prince danced with her all evening, almost, and they sure had fun. And that's all there was to it. And the next day they were married, I understand. That's all, kiddies. Pretty and floppy, fitting and proper that I should choose to expose my constituents. Expose the conglomeration, explain the constitution, the constitution. Now, first, I want to make it clearly understood that I am speechless. No, that I am speaking in behalf of, in my own behalf, and not as a nincompoop, a nitwit, as a naughty boy. Not as a nonpartisan reprobate. I am no reprobate, and my views are to be interrupted, or be interpreted as the rustling of the wind on the moon-kissed mountain. Isn't that pretty? That's it. What made me think of that? In the first place, what is there? Or is it any wonder that the constitution was concocted? Complicated. It was constituted. Why, of course, there's no doubt about which, or what, about whatever I'm talking about, or what is. And there's much ado about nothing. Shakespeare. Getting my glass. That's good stuff. But my friends, my friends, there is many a slap, a slug, or a slip, many a slip between the kip and the slug, or the cup, or the and the footprints on the kitchen floor. The sands. And now is the time for all good men to put their shoulder to the wheel, and their nose to the grindstone, and their feet on the ground, and lay all their eggs in one basket. Am I right? Yeah, yes, darn for tootin'. Yes, and we must save our scalps.
Save the pieces. I mean, we must save the Constitution.
And we must suffer the consequences. I mean, we must use common sense in such a mess as this. A matter such as it is. So, now, are there any questions? The question is the Constitution consequential? What's the Constitution? I mean, is it constitutional? Or will someone prove it to be the infringements of infralapsarianism?
You get that? Boy, that's a humdinger. That's infralapsarianism. Can't even say it again. Do you suppose this? That could... never.
And if anyone tries to do that, by heck, I'm going to fill a starter buster.
I'm going to start a filibuster. Yeah, by gosh, that's what I'll do. I'll start a bustle factory. Hey, where's my hat?
Do to entertain all of these very nice people this evening?
I know. I'll talk. Or I'll tell them about my operation.
Huh?
I mean, my hobbies. I'll tell them about my hobbies.
Oh, hobbies?
Yeah. I got hobbies that'll surprise you.
No, Senator. I think they'd rather hear you talk about politics.
Oh, politics.
Yeah, politics. Everyone is interested in politics now, you know. Now, look, Senator, let me ask you a political question.
Yeah? A question? Oh, yeah, I'll ask you one.
No. I'll ask the question, Senator, and you can show the people how well you're posted on all political affairs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, here is a very important political question that everyone is interested in.
Oh, well, I think...
Wait, Senator, I haven't asked the question yet. Here now. See what you can do with this. What is your opinion of the reciprocal trade agreements on our exports and imports?
I didn't know we had a recipe. When I was in Europe or over there, oh, the heck with that. I'll tell him about something else. When I was a little boy, I was a little boy once, you know. I was knee-high to a duck, or no bigger than you, or that. I mean, I was... And when I got over it, when I got older, I made a hobby, made whoopee. I mean, I made a hobby of collecting old battle cops, couple backs, battle axes. I mean, old bottle tops and hidden chewing gum and old witches, old washed-up bridges and stuff like that. See, it's a very hobbying interest, or arresting interest. I mean, a very interesting hobby. It gets you.
Yes, but Senator, how about the reciprocal trade question?
Oh, but that's beside the point. Between you and me, don't bother me with those things. I mean, I'll tell them about that sometime, too. that's beating around the bush. Now, I remember one time I expeditionized an organization, an expedition to go to. Oh, yes. To go to the island of... to the island of Gaskamadke. Welfare Island, we finally decided on. You see, we wanted to... we went in search of spare recipes... rare specimens of old bottle tops and washed-out bridges and chewing gum and hidden bridges and stuff, see? And a good time was had by all. Well,
I see. Well, I think that covers everything, Senator.
Yeah, that's...
I'm sure that everyone will agree that you've explained the reciprocal trade agreement very clearly.
Basically. If I had more time...
I do think, however, you're wrong in this respect.
Yeah, and what?
Well, you forgot to mention that if the tariff is lowered on certain fluctuatable commodities, it might contaminate and... unstabilize and unsolidify, and it might even rejuvenate our own E pluribus unum, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, that... What did he say? well, I told him. I told him that.
You didn't, Senator?
Well, I was going to... I knew about it.
You did. And furthermore, Senator, you forgot to tell him that if we raised the tariff, it would probably revolutionize the entire system.
Say, where do you get that stuff? What'd you ask me for in the front of all these people? I mean, in the first place, you knew I couldn't. That's gratitude for you. I'm going to get out of here. He knows too much for my own good.